It's the Mad Men DVD review.
And I'm speaking with Amanda. Hey, Amanda, how are you this morning?
Good, good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Going well. We've been having a lot of laughs on the show today.
That's good. Laughs is the best on a Saturday morning.
I agree. So what film are we looking at today?
Today we're looking at Ghost in the Shell. Not that there's been quite a few different ones, but we're looking at the 1995 original. So I think there was a sequel in 2004 and then an update of the original in 2008. And then this year a US live-action adaptation comes out with Scarlett Johansson as the lead, which is weird because she's not Japanese. But
the very controversial decision that we've been hearing a lot about. But we're going back to the classic anime.
1995, anime one. So the director of that was Mamoru Oshii, and it was kind of a box office hit when it was released in Japan. Got widespread critical acclaim from film critics, has a 95% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and so it's set in the near future, so it's 2029 in the film, and it's got like a kind of dystopian sci-fi kind of feel. So there's a cyborg security force called Section 9, and it's their task to track down this huge hacker called the Puppet Master. He's very intense, he can kind of hack anything, even human minds, so there's some of his victims that like lose their memory because he hacks it. So the main character is Major Motoko Kusanagi, and she's a cop at the head of this kind of Section 9 investigation, and she's a cyborg as well, who's kind of having this internal identity crisis about being a cyborg, wondering if who she is amounts to just her cyborg shell, and if not, who is this ghost in the shell, who is she really? So her conflict about her cyborg shell have a lot of kind of undertones dealing with things like gender identity. I found that pretty interesting for a film that came out in like 1995, when maybe topics like these weren't being discussed kind of as much as they are today.
Yeah.
So it also kind of talks about how that self-identity works with technology and in a world so reliant on technology, which was pretty interesting as well.
So it's got also, the kind of the technology stuff and then the deep philosophy, what is life stuff. Beautiful.
Yeah. It's really good. It talks about also kind of the issue of like reproductive sexuality in that like post-human cyborg-y kind of subject. So they talk about how Motoko doesn't menstruate, which obviously means she can't have children in the human way, but by this point in the future in the film, the cyborgs reproduce by like replication instead. So it has like a lot of those kind of undertone themes that are a bit more than the story, but the story is also really good.
Great.
The visuals are really nice. It like creates the world really realistically. The animation's really detailed. But yeah, I think if you already like anime, it's like a great complex story, but it's also quite a nice introduction, I think, to anime as well.
Awesome, a sort of slow thinker sci-fi anime.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for that, Amanda. We do have a copy to give away. If anyone's listening and you would like to win that, just give me a call on 309-3879, and I would love to give that to you. I hope you have a good weekend, Amanda.
You too.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.